I am David, and I want to just share with you one verse from Scripture, from the Bible, which is the Word of God. And this is John's Gospel, chapter 5 and verse 25. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Amen. Father, I pray that you would take this message and this word and apply it to the hearts of those who hear. I pray, Lord, that the dead would hear the voice of the Son of God and live. Father, I commend this time to you now in Jesus' precious name. Amen. And of course, the Son of God in this passage is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ himself, the Son of God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, who came into the world to be the Saviour of the world, to die upon the cross of Calvary. Well, it may be surprising to some people that we are dead in our trespasses and sins. That's Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1. That although we live and although we breathe and although we move about and do our daily work and so on, we are nevertheless spiritually dead, dead before God. And when we are dead, that means that we have no desire for God, no knowledge of God, no relationship with God, that we are separated from God by our sins. Now, there was a famous line from some movie that said, "I see dead people walking." And also, there are other situations where people sometimes think they see dead people and they're imagining things. They have mental health problems, sadly. But here, we're told that apart from Jesus Christ, we're all dead. Now, of course, as a Christian, when I look out, when I go into the town centre, for example, I don't see things that aren't there. I don't see anything different from anybody else. But when I'm preaching the gospel and when I'm speaking to people and when I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm talking to people who, by and large, are spiritually dead, are dead before Almighty God. They are dead people walking because they don't have spiritual life, because they don't know the salvation that comes from God, because they don't know what God has done in his Son, Jesus Christ. We, without Jesus Christ, are spiritually dead. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve both took of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And in taking it, they sinned and they fell and they died. And we know that they physically died after many years. And physical death was one consequence of the fall, but also spiritual death. That whereas before, Adam and Eve had had unbroken fellowship with Almighty God, and they'd walked with him in the cool of the day in the Garden of Eden. Now they hid from him because they were afraid. Their sins were exposed. Their nakedness, not just their physical nakedness, but their spiritual nakedness was revealed, that they had sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So they hid from God. They died physically and they died spiritually. That is our condition without Jesus Christ. We are dead in our trespasses and sins. Now, a dead body cannot answer questions. A dead body cannot sit up and listen to somebody speaking to them. A dead body can't obey commands. When we're dead to God, we have no desire for God. We have no desire for the truth. When a gospel preacher such as myself goes out, I'm not preaching to people who naturally want to hear it. Naturally, they don't want to hear it. I'm not preaching to people who naturally want to be saved. Naturally, they want to be saved in their way, and they want to be saved in their sins, not from their sins. That's human nature. That's what we're like. It takes God to wake us up. It takes the Holy Spirit to give us life and to change us and to transform us and to make us anew. But if we are dead to God, we cannot hear the voice of the Son of God. If we are dead to God, if we are dead to spiritual things, we are immovable. If I went into the morgue at the local hospital and I shouted at the corpses, "Time to get up now," they wouldn't listen to me. They wouldn't hear me. But remember that Jesus, in John's Gospel in chapter 11, he said, "Lazarus, come forth," somebody who had been dead for 4 days. And Lazarus had to obey him. Lazarus had to come forth. Lazarus got up and came out of the tomb. He was resuscitated. He was brought back to life. And so the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God. Then there's an example there with Lazarus. Now, when it speaks about the dead hearing the voice of the Son of God, it's not just talking about the resuscitation of Lazarus or even the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but it's talking about spiritual life. It's talking about life which is before God, towards God, in our trespasses and sins, in the wrong things that we've done, in the times we've broken God's commandment without number, we are spiritually dead before God, but we must live before God. We must have new life. We must come into a living and saving relationship with Jesus Christ if we are to live. But we can't. We have no desire. We are dead. We are dead men. We have ears that cannot hear anymore, minds that cannot think, hearts that cannot receive the Lord Jesus as our Saviour. But the dead shall hear, the days are coming, Jesus says, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God. In the preaching of the gospel, when the gospel is faithfully preached, when a preacher goes out and he tells people that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, that Jesus is that atoning sacrifice for sin, that the Lord Jesus has paid the price for sin, and that whosoever believes on him won't perish but have everlasting life, when this happens, we have the voice of the Son of God. He speaks through his preachers. He speaks through the faithful preaching of his word, the Bible. And again, he speaks, I've said that, he speaks through his Bible. You can take a Bible and you can read it. Today, preaching in the open air, I was approached by a man about the same age as myself who said he'd been a Christian for 6 years. How did you become a Christian? Well, he said, I was a Roman Catholic and in the Roman Catholic Church, but I started to read the Bible for myself, and the Bible taught me the truth. That man came out of the Catholic Church because the Catholic Church does not teach the truth according to the Bible. He heard the voice of the Son of God, and he came into a living, saving relationship with the Saviour, with the Lord Jesus Christ himself. So how is it if a dead person cannot hear? And again, as I say, we're all dead in our trespasses and sins until we find Jesus Christ. How can a dead person hear? Well, how did Lazarus hear? It was God who spoke to him. It was the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who commanded, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came forth from the tomb. We must respond to the gospel. We must hear what the Lord Jesus Christ has said. Jesus said, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. And if we simply hear the words, we may hear the words, we may even enjoy the words. But if they don't go to the heart and they don't go to the core, and if there's no life in our hearts, then they will be a dead letter to us and a dead word to us. Of course, Jesus said, you must be born again. But the days are coming when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God and live. Jesus' resurrection is a guarantee of that. This gospel is powerful. This gospel, that we are saved from our sins by faith alone in Jesus Christ alone, is the power of God unto salvation. There is divine power, omnipotent power behind this gospel. So if I speak to a dead body, that dead body won't hear me. It can't listen to me and nothing will happen. And no matter how much I shout or bawl or even shake it, nothing's going to happen. But if the Lord Jesus Christ speaks to the dead, speaks to the spiritually dead, or the physically dead, as in the case of Lazarus, and says, come forth, then the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God and live. Now, I became a Christian 41 years ago, and when I became a Christian, I wasn't seeking the Lord Jesus Christ, but he found me. And I said so many times, the Christians that I met at that time had an extraordinary impact on me because they were so different from anybody else I'd ever met. But the Lord Jesus spoke to me through his word. The Lord Jesus revealed himself to me. The Lord Jesus sent his word into my heart. And I, having been a wild young man, hearing the voice of the Son of God, lived. The days are coming when they that hear the voice of the Son of God will live. When the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. What about you, my friend? What about you when you hear this gospel? What about you when you hear that Jesus Christ is the Saviour of the world? What about you when you meet Christians? What about you when you open the Bible and you read it, and you read about Jesus Christ, and you read about his sufferings and his death and his resurrection? Do you hear the voice of the Son of God speaking to you, calling you to repent of your sins and believe on him for the salvation of your soul? Would that you would find him. Would that you would know him. Would that you would seek him with all of your heart. The gospel is being preached to the ends of the world today, the ends of the earth. And there are those who are pressing into it. What about you, my friend? Are you pressing into the kingdom of God? Has God given you ears to hear this word, this gospel, to believe it? To believe that Jesus Christ is the Saviour of the world? To believe that he is your Saviour and to name him as your Saviour from your sin? The days are coming when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those that hear shall live. If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, if you repent of your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll live. You'll have everlasting life. Even though you die, you will live forever because the Lord Jesus will resurrect you to everlasting life. Without Jesus Christ, you cannot escape the torments of hell, and hell is eternal. So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. May God give you ears to hear the voice of the Son of God. And hearing his voice, may you live. May you be born again of his Spirit. And may you find that salvation and everlasting life which are found in Jesus Christ alone. Repent of your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Amen. Father, we pray that the word of God would go forth with power, and we pray that people hearing it would be born again of your Holy Spirit. And Father, we pray that you strengthen and help and use Christians everywhere to declare this gospel, to show that we have that life in us, Lord, that we were once dead, that we were once dead in our trespasses and sins. And because we were dead, we couldn't stir ourselves and we couldn't wake ourselves up and we couldn't bring ourselves to respond to the gospel. But you gave the word, Father, and we were quickened by your Spirit, and the word came to us, and we believed it. And believing your word and trusting in Jesus Christ, we were saved from our sins. Father, I pray that this salvation would be visited on many people in this day, in England, Lord, in other countries, Lord, America, in other countries, Lord, Australia, Lord, that your word would go forth with mighty saving power. And, oh, Lord, that the sinners today and through this word and many other gospel messages preached by preachers sent by you to faithfully declare the word of God, that your salvation would be visited upon those who are poor in spirit, those who are helpless, those who are dead in their trespasses and sins. Thank you for that everlasting life. Thank you for that salvation. Thank you, Father, that just as you raised Jesus Christ from the dead, so you will raise those who are truly yours through faith in Jesus from the dead to everlasting glory and salvation. Father, deliver us from hearts of unbelief. Deliver us from wicked hearts of unbelief and from the fires of hell, we pray. Snatch us from the burning and deliver us and bring us, Lord, to that place where you would have us to be, that place of saving faith in Jesus Christ, that we might never be put to shame, that we might have nothing to fear from the wrath to come, that we might have always this rejoicing in our precious Saviour, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Father, I pray that you would use this message for your glory and the furtherance of your kingdom. And this I ask and pray in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. Amen. So that was my prayer for you, my friends, that you would find the Lord Jesus if you don't know him. If you know Jesus Christ, that you would rejoice and delight in him because he is that Saviour of the world, of all of those, of all of us who put our trust in him. So if you put your trust in Jesus Christ, you will have everlasting life. Amen.